Damn, girl. You got a tattoo right there?
Yeah.
I like that shit. Shit. Sexy than a motherfucker. Can I kiss that? Kiss it on your chest. Kiss it on your back. Kiss it on your leg. Kiss it by your cat.
Let's get into this a little bit because I've been gone. And I want to tell y'all, I love y'all. I miss y'all. But we got so much stuff that we need to talk about tonight. So we're going to get started. We're going to get slow. We're going to move into this thing real quickly. So let me go ahead and get our introduction out of the way while we got tattoo playing in the background. Because listen, tonight, if you got a tattoo and you know how to reach out to your boy Big Bap, send me a picture of your tattoo. You can send it in your inbox. You can send it to my text message. You can send it to DJ's Roundtable. If you got a tattoo tonight, we're going to put it up on TikTok, Instagram. It's going to be in our collage of tattoos. So if you got a tattoo, because I got my two. My two are going to be on there. So if you want to show off your tattoos tonight, you are welcome to show off your tattoos tonight because we're going to turn up. And I got my friends coming in later, but I got to get started because I missed y'all. Welcome to Season 8. I've done some test shows. So some of y'all are going to see that this looks like it's episode 4 because we are on episode 4. I did some pilot test shows in the background. I tried out some stuff. We went live on Instagram to see how it works when we did our five-day show. We're getting ready to add audio and video. We're getting ready to stream all over the world. So I want to tell y'all, I am back. I am back. I am back. I am your boy, Big Bap. And it feels good to return home. We're going to give that a couple of snaps real quick. We're going to get real comfortable, y'all. So let me say welcome back to the T-Spot Studios. If you are not comfortable, I need y'all to get comfortable. It is 9:03 in the afternoon on the East Coast, 6:03 on the West Coast. So go ahead and get comfortable. As it's starting to get dark for y'all on the West Coast, get comfortable. For my East Coast people, we already nice and dark. Pour you up a drink right now. Get comfortable. Pour you up a drink. I'm thank you to SCB Catering. I got me some lemon ginger tea, all fresh done tonight. I got my... I like to call it my whiskey glass. My production manager calls it a shot glass, but I call it my whiskey glass. And we're going to sit back and we're going to relax. You know, at T-Spot Studios, for those of you who are new to the show, T-Spot Studios, y'all should be butt-ass naked at this point because I ain't got on nothing but my ear monitor set. That's why I said on Sundays, we don't have nobody in the studios but the crew. Because the rest of y'all can't handle this naked energy that I'm about to kick out for y'all right now. So people take things and they take it personal. So you have to stop. You have to get rid of things. So in this year, I got rid of all unnecessary sponsors. Nobody's paying me to do what I do. If they want to come in and be a sponsor for the show, they'll be a sponsor. For Season 8, we are graciously going to be hosted by Goddess Lupine. They have paid for our 6 months of our title subscription for everything that we do. So we appreciate them. We thank them for being able to pay our bills around here. So give it up to Goddess Lupine for contributing to the success and all the things that we are as a great group. All right. Give a shout out to DJ's Roundtable, our production team. I appreciate everything that they do in the background. They run our TikTok. They run our Facebook page. They run our Instagram page. They also will run my Big Bat page. So I just want to give them a great shout out to everything that they do in the background. Our production team is amazing. If you want to ever reach out to our production team, talk about promotions, advertising, sponsorships, membership packages. If there's ever a time that you want to do anything with us, always remember you can email my production team at djsroundtable19@gmail.com. They will get with you. They will put all of that together. I don't handle none of that. That's them in the background. They make us go. They keep us up and running. So I want to give a shout out to them. So, of course, as we do this, we do have to talk about the people who pay our bills. So our lovely drink table and beverage alcohol table over there tonight has been sponsored by SCB Catering. It has tea on, like I said, the lemon ginger tea over there. They definitely came through with our whiskey and the beautiful decanter. Oh, that decanter was also added to our collection by Goddess of Cleaning over the season. So when you come into the studio and you see our cabinet, the counter section over there, just know Goddess of Cleaning touched us up with that as they took over the cleaning of our studios, man. And thank you. Thank you for that contract as well. I can't do everything, but you can't do everything. So when you have people in your life, you got to definitely be willing to bring people to your table. Like, let's talk about this real quick before we bring in other people. You have to be comfortable with bringing people to your table in this season. And what I mean by you have to be comfortable with, if they don't match up, if they don't line up, if they don't look like what you need them to look like when they show up at your table, it's okay to excuse yourself. You don't have to dismiss them. Be gracious in your walk away this year. You know what? It was a pleasure to see you. I hope you have a merry day. See, because there's a girl I like to follow on Facebook, Instagram, and all that other stuff. Her name is Gigi. She's from the Carolinas. I'm from the Carolinas. There's some Southern in us. And so if we give you certain words and go ahead and part for the day, understand. I need y'all to understand. Hear this with all seriousness. When we give you that nice parting greeting of, have a nice day, sugar. I hope you have a blessed day. May God watch him. You know what? I ain't even going to give him the benediction. I ain't going to get started. Let me go ahead and bring in my girl, CJ. What a do, shawty? We ain't seen you on the show in a long time. What a do,
Tizzy. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm sitting here pouring this drink. You ain't in the studio tonight. You in, what studio are you in tonight?
I'm in Leaf World.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, you, I went solo on that ass on the LBC. CJ, you know, one of the things I love about you that people don't know, one of the funniest things that I love about you is me and you talking music, right? So a lot of people who don't be around us don't realize, like, me and you have our own hidden coded language. And it's just in music. And people be like, well, I said, no, me and this girl will literally talk in music all day and get nothing done. So we have to separate ourselves because if we find a song that listen, if me and this woman find a song, and it doesn't matter. It could be gospel. It could be country and blues. It could be sawgrass. It could be reggae. Listen, let me tell y'all something. She came. I will never forget the first time she ever came to South Florida. So it was a Sunday, right? And I have no idea what she was doing. She was not with me. So I can't tell you where the story comes from. CJ laughing because she knows this to be true, right? So I get back to her and I say, baby, ready to go with this? She wants to listen. I got to find this song. And I was like, what song are you looking for? So what was the name of the song that she was looking for? Because you've been going over the song for years. What is the name of the song?
Precious Lord, but it was different.
Okay, so listen. So she heard Precious Lord, the Caribbean version. And lost her whole ever-loving body.
I never in my life even just imagined the way my body could move, the way it moved that day. Like, and there's this man driving past in his truck, and I'm like, yo, that's my song! And my whole body just took over. Like,
the Precious Lord. Like, I need y'all to understand. The Precious Lord. And so when I tell people, live it in the being experience of the life that I've lived when I take people and I help them move to different regions. Because I got friends that move all over the world. Like, they don't just move to different states. They move to different countries. They move to different regions. They move to different, and so when they get there, they always be like, "Yo, Pat, you know, you've been everywhere." And I'm like, "Wait, first of all, I have not been everywhere. There are places that I tell people that even if I've been through there, you're not going to know because all I did was drive through. Like there are some places in Alabama, Mississippi, South Carolina, North Carolina, yeah. Georgia, Kentucky, even Florida, Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Indiana. See, those are just some places that I'm going to tell you right now, I'm only driving if the sun is out. And understand, somebody else is going to be in my earpiece the whole time I'm going through those regions. And it's not that I'm scared of my life. I'm scared for my life. And people don't understand, as a black man, that's a different type of conversation that you have to carry when you travel. Because as a black man, as a black woman, as a Latino, as a something that's not 100% what they would like to say Caucasian, and I don't know how you get 100% out of that. I mean, y'all believe that if y'all want to, because I'm not going to justify no one else's belief system and what they believe in. But I find it hard to understand, believe. There's a lot of other words that I can that I could start off with, but I can't make myself believe that as a society and as a culture we can just be this just absolutely just ignorant to not believe that there are still just differences in people. Just mindset. And I know I went off on a tangent, but there's going to be a lot of stuff that I have to say. So understand, I have scheduled us out. Y'all don't have to listen to this whole show because I probably won't even do this whole show. But I scheduled us for 3 hours tonight. Now, I'm not doing a three-hour show. I've never done a three-hour show.
Oh.
But I scheduled us for 3 hours. They're not the same. Understand, we're scheduled for 3 hours. If y'all think I'm going to do 3 hours, your mama's a man. Like, just get that in your system. Let that work for you. And if that bothers you and that makes you feel some type of way, that's between you and your mama. I don't know her personally. You know, in the movie Friday, she said, "Hey, I know somebody who likes to hear up there." So, you know, listen, everything is just running together now. We made everything across the board work for everybody across the board. So since we're working together, because, you know, my daughter says that regularly, I would like to do this together. So I'm all about the together group here. I would like to do this together. But what I want you to understand, in this season, there's some accountability that's going to be held. Because, like, number one, let's start with number one. Let me tell you what I'm not going to deal with on this year, 2024. Let's get this 100% correct. Don't nobody else get to use my dick in a conversation. If you haven't slept with it, if you ain't physically seen it, if you ain't touched it, if you ain't held your hand around it, if it ain't been inside it, you don't get to have a conversation on my penis this year. At all. We don't get that. If you're not a doctor and we're not doing this for medical reasons, you don't get, because here's the thing, and here's why I say this, because there are people in this season, in these last few seasons, who have been putting themselves in conversations that have absolutely nothing to do with them, but then when it's time for them to be acknowledged, they have absolutely nothing the fuck to say. They can operate in rage, they can operate in sarcasm, they can operate in pettiness, but when it comes time to sit down, shut the fuck up, have a conversation like a normal adult and address life. Y'all struggle. And what I refuse to do is I refuse to be the whipping post for people who do not live to a standard. Your standard can be whatever your standard is. But understand, if you walk into the room and the person got a higher standard, you either have to rise up to that standard or you need to start looking for another room because nobody else is going to be subservient to the yous that are out there. Men and women, y'all are walking around here calling yourselves value packages when y'all look more like value meals. And we're not even talking about the Mighty Kids value meal. We're talking about still the 1972 you get four fries in the bag value meal. When the burger was only 25 cents and the fries were 16 cents and you got a bottle open soda on the side. that's what some of y'all is worth. Why y'all trying to sit here and act like y'all caviar and tuna? And listen, I like tuna, but I don't like the tuna that y'all like, because maybe I'm going to go get mine and smoke it and do some other stuff to it and wrap it in some foil and put it in some charcoal or some wood and let it do some things. See, you, my friends over there are already licking their lips like that. Y'all don't understand. The man dead ass serious.
Y'all,
we do for a commercial break. I'm getting yelled at in the background. This is one of my favorite songs, y'all. This season, I need y'all to rock with me a little bit. And this season, we're going to play some songs that I like. Now, I've listened to a lot of the bullshit that y'all want to play. This is absolutely, if you absolutely want to get me in a mood and you want to change my entire mood and you want to make me make love to you as a person. Now, there's very few people who know that. And I usually don't give out secrets, but y'all gonna get trade secrets for this show. Cause the next show, I'm shutting the fuck. CJ, tell them what I told you the other day. What am I gonna do starting going forward?
You gonna shut the fuck up and just do.
We'll be right back after this nice commercial break.
Thank you.
Ooh-wee.
We want you. Now hiring the following positions: healthcare administration, direct support professionals, data tech entries. Call or text 833-666-366-6559. Or you can send your resumes to info@tailoredsvcs.com. info@tailoredsvcs.com. Hey, y'all, if y'all need a job, go check them out, y'all. They out there, they hiring, they got their stuff out there. That's Tailored Services. You can also find them at www.tailoredservices.com. All right, y'all, we're going to get back into this. Let's get this music out of here in the background because I need to talk to my lady, CJ. Now, usually in this segment, in this time period, guys, we usually have a segment called Black History, World History. And we're not going to do that tonight because I don't want to start off loading you guys just back up with getting into it. I want to talk to y'all because I miss y'all. And if you'd like to call into the show tonight and talk to us because you've missed us, you have the opportunity to call in. The number is 319-527-6703. Because tonight I want to talk to you. Like, I haven't been able to truly sit down and express myself because I said I was retiring almost 3 years ago now, CJ. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know I told people in my retirement I was just going to sit back and I was going to chill. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, how much chilling did I do in these 2.5, almost 3 years? I was supposed to be doing 100. When I retired, I said I was supposed to have been doing an average of 100 beach days a year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to let the world know that everybody, and hear me when I say this, because people have this severe psychotic mental collapse of misunderstanding. And I tell people this all the time, and this is not a disrespect to anybody. This is not a shot at anybody. But the only thing that I really want to do the rest of my life, my natural given life, is go to the beach. I cannot express this any clearer to the people who don't understand me. I want to go to the beach. I want to get in the water. Then I want to get off the beach, and I want to sit there for hours and be a beach bum. And then I want to come home, and I want to take a shower, and I want to go to bed. And I want to do that as I retire a minimum of 100 times a year. Not max, minimum. That's my goal for the year. My minimum goal for the year is 100 times in the year to have my feet touch water. So here's the problem with that plan, right, when I decided to make that plan. After I decided to make that plan, I decided to get married. Then I decided that I would allow her because, you know, dudes act like we have a say-so in this, so I allow her to have a baby. I just want you to understand the things that people keep telling me that I have power over, right? So I allowed her to have a baby, and then I told her she has to have that baby, and she has to be up under me at all times and follow me, and we have to go do all these. This is literally what people really think and believe that my life is supposed to be about, CJ. People really are under the impression, and I'm having this conversation with you, my fans and my friends, because some of y'all need to have the same conversation with y'all friends and y'all fans, because people are wanting you to be the same person that you were a week ago, a year ago, a decade ago, when you were 16, when you were 10, when you were 3, and they don't understand life happened, growth happened, failure happened, growth and failure happened at the same time. Confusion happened. Marriage happened. Divorce happened. Kids happened. Pregnancy happened. Miscarriage happened. Cancers happened. Suicides happened. Hungers happened. Getting fooled happened. Having a lot of drinks has happened. Twerking and shaking my ass has happened. COVID's happened. A lot of things have happened.
A lot of things have happened.
But for those of you who have chosen, because it's a choice that you make, who have chosen to help, who have chosen to carry, who have chosen to uplift over others, have you given yourself some grace in this season? Have you sat down and cried? Have you sat down and said, God, I don't even know how I made it through. I thank you for carrying me. Because there's a lot of complaining that I'm hearing from a lot of different people around the world. And I mean, people are complaining. But have you given your – fuck everybody else giving you some grace. Let me say this now. Because everybody be looking for everybody else to give them grace. Fuck everybody else giving them some grace. Have you given you some grace? Have you sat down and just taken a moment to say, you know what? I got to do better. For me, have you sat down and said, I got to take some of that stress off of my plate? For me, I might have to move to a new city. For me, I might have to close this business and start a new business. For me, I might have to lose all of my friends. I might have to lose all of my family. I might have to lose everything that's out there just so me, can have a peace of mind. Have you considered that? Have you given yourself that type of grace? Because you have people in your life who are literally attempting to dictate the terms of your life, but they don't want to come walk in the shoes that you have to walk in. They don't want to be fully responsible for the things that you fully have to be responsible, but they want to compare themselves to you. They want to tell the world that they just like you. Come on, somebody. Amen. Can the choir start tuning up? Because we're getting ready to have offered in a little bit.
Because you're preaching.
And y'all are mad because now y'all are starting to get called out. Y'all got people looking y'all dead in y'all eyes and saying, you know what, it's put up or shut up. Because I did that to everybody in my circle, maybe put up or shut up. Because if you can't put up, shut up talking to me, because I'd rather be doing nothing right now. I like going home. There's peace in my house, because if there's not going to be peace, baby, listen, I don't got to go find a voodoo spiritist. I wrap sage myself. You ask CJ.
Oh, and it works wonders.
Oh, I'll get peace in my home. I'll get peace in my office. See, understand, when I went to church, I didn't go to church and they was the person that sat in the back. I was the person that said, hey, yo, CJ, before we go to this next commercial break, because I got to tell you the story. Right.
Okay.
So I was sitting in West Palm Beach one day, and your friend, she called me. She says, "Hey, I'm getting ready to go do something. I need you to pray for me." And so I was like, "All right, cool." I was like, "Cool, no problem. I'll pray for you." So, I'm church. I don't know. Like, I went to church as a kid. So, you know, there's prayer, and then there's prayer for someone. There's intercessory prayer. You know the difference, right?
And those are not the same. Those are not the same.
So I didn't know what I was praying for, but, you know, when you do intercessory prayer, you don't know what you're praying for. You just give them what they're supposed to get. You just pray. Whatever God leads you, that's what God. Whatever God leads you to touch on, that's what you touch on. And so when I got done, she said, yo, whenever I need somebody to pray for me, I'm going to just call you. She goes, what? She says, if God didn't hear you when you got done, I don't know who he listened to. I was like, wait, what? She says, I go to church regularly. There's not many people. There's maybe one or two people in my church that pray like that. She goes, I don't know what church you went to growing up, but that's you know somebody. I said, well, when I went to church, I said I had to go with Brother Frank to, you know, unlock the church. But Brother Frank went and unlocked the door for the women who came into the church to do the tarrying service before the pastor came in to pray. to preach and do his prayer and all that before he got started. It was like, what? I said, oh, if you ain't never seen Terry in service before the pastor comes.
You missed it. You missed the whole shit, baby. By the time praise and worship got started, you didn't even know, like.
Listen, when the ladies laid on the altar and the wife and oiled and
shit,
you're like, well, I said, the kids, y'all
gotta be there because my daddy was a deacon, so he did unlock the church. I know he was talking about that. That's crazy.
That's a different type of prayer, right? So. Now, we're going to take this quick commercial break because I ain't going to get in trouble with our sponsors. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. All right, y'all. Welcome back. I am your host, Big Dap. I'm back. Oh, why are they still singing? Shut up, ladies. Y'all still singing. I muted y'all. They don't even want to shut up. Tell them to shut up. Shut up. I can't even do advertisement. CJ, I can't even do advertisement. They will not shut up.
And I love them. That's one of my favorites, y'all. That's one of my favorites. Let me do this promo real quick, y'all. Hey, listen, y'all looking to get your local law background check, a level 2 background check, credit check, rental history check, employment verification, reference verification, notary service, answering service, virtual assistant, graphic design, website building, and maintenance. If you are looking for those types of services, and mobile services are available upon request, visit www.tailoredservices.com. That's TailoredSvcs.com. Call or text 833-366-6559 or email them info@tailoredservices.com and tell them you are trying to get services provided to you in the reference of those things that I just said. So let's go over that again. We're going to go backwards on it. Website building and maintenance, graphic design, virtual assistant, answering service, notary service, reference verification, employment verification, rental history, credit check services, level 2 background checks, local law background checks. If you need those services, that looks like that can be a person, a contract worker, if you own businesses, if you are in real estate, if you are in housing, if you are a government employee, if you are a school employee, if you are a staff employee, if you are a federal employee, it looks like there are services here that can help you. Reach out. People, stop calling me. I keep telling y'all there's a way to get help. Get help. Reach out. Call them. Text them. Email them. Get help. What you can't do is when a person sends you a resource, keep going back to them telling them that you need help. Use the resources that's provided to you, black community. CJ, I had to throw the music down for him because, you know, I was getting ready to go on one. So I had to change the vibe. It's Soulful Sunday. And they don't need me on the tangent yet because, you know, we already turn up because for those of you who don't know, and like I said, we cruising tonight. CJ, we cruising, right?
Just chilling.
We vibing. I'm gonna take a shot. So this shot goes out to.
You should have told me.
Yeah, we're gonna take a shot. Yeah. If you got a shot, take a shot. Put your shot in the air. Toast. This shot is going to be. I always go through this season, and I start this season off, and I'm usually extremely sad from now to Valentine's Day because we're getting ready to go into the season of my mother passing away, right? This used to be the hardest season of my life, and I tell people the reason why is because no matter the trauma that I've gone through in my life, the things that I've experienced in my life, when my mother was on earth, my mother was my best friend. When she walked this plane and she walked this parallel, my mother was my best friend. I called her for everything. Hey, yo, listen. I mean, I'm talking about dumb shit. Hey, mom, I woke up this morning. I was with this chick yesterday. Nothing's burning or flaming, but my left nut was itching a little bit more than it normally is. So I was just wondering, does that mean anything? Listen, that's the relationship I had. Well, I'm calling to ask the dumbest of questions. Because if I don't know, well, you know, if you listen to this, and this is just common rationale. When you don't know the answer, you usually go ask the person that you believe should know the answer, right? And
sure.
For most people in their lives, that's their mother. It's actually not the father. Now, case in point, for a lot of females, it ends up becoming their father. Because two ladies beginning to become women in the same household begin to clash at some point. It just does. Two queens can't live in the same house. That's just a given statement. Now, one can be subservient to the other one because of whose laws and rules and whatever it is because we choose to be subservient. But at some point, that other queen is going to eventually have to go get her own castle, her own man. She could be single. She could rule that castle.
whatever, but she's going to eventually have to get from up under that mother figure, because at some point they're going to be ready to box each other. So, but also understand that's the same thing with boys and mothers, because if, understand, if that boy who now lives with his mother, if she's not married at a certain point, that son is either going to look at one of two things. He's either going to now fantasize about his mother now being back with his father, or he's going to now mentally depict what you should be with as a woman. So while y'all out here talking about I'm dating my son, your son is actually fantasizing about the type of man you should be with.
Right.
And how I know this, because being a man who my mom picked the wrong dude, I was like, that's the nigga you brought home? I love you, but your choice in men sucks, so we're not going to talk about relationships. I can't talk to you about relationships. Your choice in men is horrible. I told my mama this. I mean, she slapped the shit out of me. I was young. She made my stuff on her when I was in the
business.
Yo, she just slapped the shit out of me. Like, listen, I'm a poster child before I slap the shit out of you. Like, that's listen, I beat your ass, my nigga. Listen, that was my mama in my face. Listen, but understand, I'm not sitting here saying that 92% of what I got whooping for I probably deserved. That 8%, then I was like, yo, 8% is a lot. Go back and do a math equation and see how much 8% gets you.
Yeah.
I don't want all these ass whoopings. I didn't earn these. Give those to the other four kids that you have. Those are their ass whoopings. So I started spreading out ass whoopings. Like my sister, my older sister still tells the story to this day about how, because she tells the story about how she used to get, like she, her and my stepdad got into this whole big argument about my sister drinking up all his liquor. My sister wasn't even home. Bitch, I was in that bitch slizzard. when I tell people drinking since birth, bitch, I was in that bitch slid. Like, oh, room spinning. Yo, I'm in elementary school. I'm talking about like second, third grade. Like,
hell no.
Lit. Listen, that nigga had he had some cold duck. That was one of his drinks. He had cold duck. Cold duck. He had, and then what was his? He had he wasn't a Hennessy guy then. He did Crown Royal. He was a Crown Royal guy.
Okay.
He had all the little purple bags everywhere.
Yeah, that purple bag is a staple.
So listen.
Go in there and get that Crown Royal bag and get that change out of there.
Listen. I don't want to listen to this, bro. Listen. I mean, you can't be that whole goddamn bottle one day, right? The little bottles that they used to come in the bag, so I'm drinking the whole bottle by myself. So I made this liquid that looked just like Crown Royal. Like it was the same color, same consistency, everything. I poured this shit all the way back in that damn bottle and went to bed.
Damn.
mother bumps my sister. Ass that day. Oh, when I tell you, my sister, listen. You
sir, every time I saw you, I would have decked the shit out of you just because.
Listen. Let me tell you how long I have been keeping this a secret. My sister didn't find this out until I went home this past winter, about 2 years ago.
Sir!
Oh, I finally told her, I said, yeah, you know that day? She was like, well, I'll tell you, you know that day? I said, yeah, I that was on me. But no, no, but for, you know, in exchange for that, I cleaned her son's whole house. Like, in exchange for that, I cleaned my nephew's whole house. Because she had been just complaining about how his house looked. So when I was home, I detailed my son's whole house. Like, my nephew, well, he might as well be my fucking son. He act like he my son. But yeah, for payback for that. Because listen, my mama was Joe Frazier coming around the corner, bitch. Smoking Joe. And I'm like, yo, like, wait, we didn't, like you ever get a whooping so bad, when you leave the house the next day, you just contemplate, do you even want to live there anymore?
Do I even want to go back? Come
in. So, that's how we got ass whoopings. All right, y'all, so, in our next segment, y'all, so we just finished up in this segment, we'd have been doing what day it is. So in our next segment, y'all, in honor of the segment that we would normally do, this next song is going to be a tribute to that segment. So if you like to throw ass, this is the segment where if you ain't got no draws on, just go get in front of your man and throw ass, because you are going to throw ass the next commercial break. Whenever we do this show, you will always throw ass on this commercial break. So you ain't even got to tell them. You can just go get ready to throw ass. But in honor of our next segment, we're going to take this quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Yeah. Birthday. It's your birthday. My God, I got that release on the song. They ask me what I'm doing, who I'm doing for. Yeah. I come up with this shit up in the studio. Yeah. All I want for my birthday is a big old yeah. All I want for my birthday is a big old yeah. All I need is that you come down. All I need is that you come down. All I want for my birthday is a big old yeah. All I want for my birthday is a big old yeah. You got a big booty, so I come big. Rich movie cookies too. I'm in the kitchen, jams everywhere. Your man is true. You the real nigga breathing if I hold my breath. Referee, little whistle, hold his tag. It's in the way, it's in the wrong. When my bird leave me, she never has me. Hell, we keep going on the telephone.
I'm joking, I'm serious, I ask it, so we ask it, I know I ask it, we bring it, so we practice.
are back. Oh, we gotta do our commercial. We gotta do what pays the bills. All right, y'all. If y'all are in the city of Tallahassee, 2727 Appalachie Parkway, Suite 405, introduces Taylor Crowns Braid Studio. Knotless plaits, washing condition, braids, plaits. Right now they have a book online February special only, 25% off. If you actually go through DJ's Roundtable and get this flyer and bring this flyer to your appointment, you'll get a gift. Refer a friend, receive a discount on your next appointment when you book. There's a loyalty club, return client special, special booking access, one free lockup or takedown service. Sorry, y'all. If y'all want to see and rub on CJ, tell them if they want to rub on this ball head, they can touch it. They can touch it. It's bald. I saved it today. But there's no deposit required, and you can join their loyalty membership club. That's www.tailoredcrown.com. TailoredCrown.com. TailoredCrown.com. All right, y'all. I did what I get paid to do. So for those of y'all who are new to the show, the platform, the podcast, and this season, we would be doing birthdays. So we celebrate Black celebrity birthdays in our community, and some of them are celebrities. Some of them I don't think are celebrities, so I take them off my list. CJ, what you do with your list? Because some of these people y'all keep telling me is famous. I don't know what the hell they famous for.
But just everybody just like, you don't know who so and so is. I'm like, well, what'd they do? Oh, you know they were famous. They had that 30-second clip on YouTube in 1972. That don't even go together.
Daddy
he was only famous. Listen,
me and CJ was together the other day. So we was like, yo, I like that. That's nice. What's that? That's new, right? She goes, yeah, he did already. I was like, wait, what? Hold on, shorty. People was like, what?
I should have said it like that. My bad.
Listen, because people ask me, why did I?
That was hard.
At one point. Listen, because at one point I wanted to be a rapper. Like, I had one stick to be a rapper. But then I started realizing, like, yo, they lifespan. Like, they health insurance plan is, you got to make good money to be able to have a rapper's health insurance care plan. Like, they get murdered. With the rap profession of rapper. Rapper. Go get insurance and list your profession as a rapper and understand what they're going to tell you you're going to have to put down just for them to be able to insure you as the rapper. Man, bro, you crazy. I'm good. Like, yo, the dumb shit that they say, I'm good. And that's if you want to go out there and legally be that rapper and make money off of said rap name and professionally go out there and do it. Because it'd be killing me. Dudes would be like, yo, I'm a rapper. And I'm like, okay, so where your music at? Oh, you know, we doing that thing. We on, you know, we still got CDs. Nigga, what? And don't get me wrong. I'm not mad at you for having CDs, but, sir, I can't even put this in my car.
If your car is newer than a 2010, let me explain. It ain't no CD. You have like the aux little port thing, or you have like Bluetooth.
At best.
That's it.
At best. So, sir, when I go to actually put this in the car to listen to it, like, sir, because I'm not putting that CD. Listen, sir, I do not know what you've been doing all day. I'm not putting that CD or nothing that's important to me. Like, listen, people be mad at me when I say that. They'd be like, yo, because, Like, I'm sorry. People get mad at me and my friends, but there's some things I just don't want. Like, perfect example. My wife. Like, I'm gonna have a transparent moment. My wife is a person who loves to give. Like, she is a giver at heart. She will definitely give you her if she can, right? But I always tell her, I'm like, sure. I said, you're just a giver. I said, but you got to understand, there are some people who have some etiquette about what they receive. And she goes, what? I said, you can't just be given everything. I said, you are a giver. That's great that you're give everything. Give, baby, you can give everything away as far as I'm concerned. But understand, the other thing about that, and this is what people don't understand about when we talk about love languages, right? You can give it as much as you want to give, but make sure that the person that you're giving it to wants to receive it exactly how you're giving it. Because so many people get caught up, and transparent moment, so many people get caught up in thinking that what they're doing is great, and it is great. The gesture is great. But you're doing it to a person who's not willing, who's not wanting, and who's not able to receive that gesture in the moment that you're trying to give it from. And it's nothing wrong with that. That's what I call white noise in communication. There doesn't always have to be an agreement. And people are like, what? No, we don't always have to agree. We don't even have to agree to disagree. We just have to disagree. And people get mad when you won't get on their bandwagon for their energy, for their ego, for their plight, for their whatever it is that they need to get. Baby, in 24, I'm sorry, you're going to have to go sit your ego down. It doesn't matter what you bring to the table because nobody gives a fuck. Like everyone, oh, I bring this to, so when you end that table, go sit the fuck down over there and eat.
But you got a purchase your own. You can't have none of the food over here.
See, you understood reading comprehension 101. But first, you got to go the fuck over there with that table, the fuck over there, and eat that bullshit, the fuck over there. Get the fuck around here before we beat the fuck about you. Because we used to talk to each other like that. Bro, go and get from around here before we beat the fuck about you. And that meant something. And that person knew. Listen, if that person got told that for the day, you would literally see them get the fuck up and leave.
You're not seeing them for the rest of the day.
Listen, they know they can come back tomorrow in the black community.
Listen,
they
tomorrow.
Know
they
come
out
tomorrow.
Like, y'all good? We good? We straight? Okay. No, because if y'all still not good, I'm going back out.
Oh, because what you're not finna do is play with me, little boy, little girl. Hey, listen, if y'all want to get in on these laughs tonight, y'all can get in because we're not going to be on here much longer. Number is 319-527-6703, 527-6703, 319-527-6703. Call in, check in with your boy. We love y'all. Again, I had to do the housekeeping. We had to do with the sponsors pay and the advertising pay. If you want to be an advertiser, if you want to have your stuff advertised on the show, reach out. DJsRoundtable19@gmail.com. DJsRoundtable, the numbers 19@gmail.com. And tell them you want to be, you want to participate. If you want to donate to the show, because everything that we do here is not free. It costs money to do this. I thank all my advertising, my sponsors, and everything. If you want to donate to the show, again, you can reach out to that same email. Tell them you would like to donate. They will send you a flyer or invoice so that way you can donate to the show and make sure we can get some stuff. Thanks to the people who have been participating, we will be adding some new equipment. We have some different things that we're going to be doing this year. Starting in February, we will be adding our book club back. So I haven't decided exactly what day that we're going to do it, but we will have a daytime book club. It will be back on my schedule. So if you like to read, if you like to get deep, we're going to have multiple different books. So it's not just going to be me doing all these books and talking about all these books. We're going to have some other people coming in talking about that. So if you'd like to be a part of the book club, there's a couple of different ways you can be a part of the book club. Tailored Services is one of our sponsors for our book club, so you can definitely go and reach out to them directly and register to be a part of the book club. You can also reach out to DJ's Roundtable and be a part of our book club, because we actually have a couple of different book clubs. There's the one that we do with Tailored Services, educational, spiritual, mind-body wellness type things. And then we also have an adult book club that they do erotica. And listen, they nasty, but you have to be a part of the membership package for that one specifically. So if you want to do the erotic book club, you definitely need to reach out to DJ's Roundtable so they can tell you how to apply for your membership so you can pay for that, because that's something that DJ's Roundtable sponsored that. So I don't infringe on other people's money. I just be the host. They contracted me to be here, so I'm gonna do my PD Pablo impersonation. I do DJ's Roundtable because I drank it and they paid me for it. I'm going to also do my Marshawn Lynch. I'm just here so I don't get fined. who else? I don't know how many different ones I need y'all to do to get the reference. Like, that's what we're doing. But I love y'all. We'll get back to our standard two-hour show starting next Sunday. We'll have all of our written information and all of our different stuff so you can follow everything. Follow us on TikTok, DJ's Roundtable on TikTok, DJ's Roundtable on Facebook, DJ's Roundtable on Instagram. You can follow me on Facebook, Big Bap. If you go on Facebook, look up the page Big Bap. It's there where we primarily host this show. You can follow this show on Blog Talk Radio. And then it'll be Big-Bap if you go ahead and put that in. So www.blogtalkradio.com/Big-Bap. That's how you can follow this show. You'll see the Big Bap Soulful Sunday flyers and all of that stuff up there. And follow us and come in and join us and hang out and chill and enjoy, because we're getting ready. We're going to have fun this year. I'm really proud of everything that my team has done while I was away, but we're back. We're getting into the good part and the fun part of life. So I wanted to make this first bring back show kind of informal, because y'all know me, I'm not good at not hurting feelings. CJ, I'm trying to be better this year.
You're doing great.
I'm doing great. Because I haven't cussed out that many people this year. How many people have I cussed out so far? What am I up to for this month?
Four.
Four?
That I know of.
21 days in to only be up to four people, because, baby, some of y'all are trying me. Let me say this. That's what I'm saying. Because, you know, people think that I only do this behind the mic, and I tell people all the time, understand, I carry. When I say carry, I don't mean I carry in a sense of, like, I carry and it's cute. I carry. My shit registered. Go ask the state of Florida. Go pull my licenses. My shit's registered. I carry, for real. When I put two in you, understand, I'm going to sit the gun down anyway, because they ain't got to go. That's mine. But understand, I don't even carry it most of the time, because I don't really think that a gun is necessary, but some of y'all play too much. Yo, y'all be trying me in the most disrespectful ways. And I'm saying this from a platform, because I often try to separate myself personality wise, business wise, different things from my family. I really think my family time and my family is sacred. And some of y'all are disrespectful and just regular. I mean, I'm not even talking business. These are people that I personally know. That's why I'm saying this from this standpoint. These are my personal friends. Like, y'all have called my phone and disrespected me in this last season. And I humbly accepted the aptitude to listen because I was like, yo, I'm retired, I'm bored, I ain't really got nothing to do. And then I realized, man, fuck y'all, I'm retired and I'm bored. Call somebody up, your mama. Call somebody up. Because the level of, CJ, the level of disrespect that people are oozing out of their mouth, and then here's the caveat. CJ, here's the caveat for this. The level of disrespect that are coming out of people's faces, and they don't pay shit. They have to do with nothing that I do in life. They don't pay for nothing.
Oh, but got the demands on your life?
They're not fucking me, feeding me, or financing me before any of the demands that they want to put in place over me. But then they want to tell me that I'm supposed to be understanding of what the fuck they finna say to me.
And it always be some BS. Because I just need you to understand.
They want you to be understanding. They're not, I'm going to say it again, they're not fucking you, feeding you, nor financing you. But they want you to be understanding of what the fuck they got going on. Y'all tell me how that's fair. Make me understand. Because I'm not saying that you don't have a right to express your opinion. I'm not saying that you don't have a right. But some of y'all are getting beside yourselves to be the victim. Some of y'all are getting beside yourselves to make sure that everybody understands what y'all been through. Bitch, we know we was there. Some of y'all going through the same problems in 2024 that y'all was going through in 2014.
Okay.
Bitch, a decade has passed, and nothing has changed about your behavior. There's no growth. There's no elevation. A decade ago, I was like, dang, yo, the trend of BBLs and people getting, you know, cosmetic surgery, that's wow, that's crazy. Now, bitch, that's breakfast. Bitches is ordering, and I'm sorry if that's how I'm going to say this offends you, but bitches is ordering plastic surgery like they ordering an omelet. I'll get two titties, a knee, and a shoulder. Bitch, what? On perfectly healthy, good bodies. And then they not understand it when they get in their 40s and their 50s and they hurt and they ill and all. Because understand.
I'm not going to make it to their 40s. I'm not going, because they're getting younger and younger and younger, feeling like they have to augment their bodies.
Listen. I worked in a pain management clinic, and I worked with a doctor who was a pain. He was a chief pain management specialist. And I asked him, I said, why is surgery and epidural injections the very last thing that you do? He goes, well, once you get into the epidurals and doing that and having to continue to do that to stimulate the nerve, that's a constant thing. And so the body gets addicted to that. So you don't want them to get addicted to the constant therapy of the medication. I said, okay. I said, but why don't you often recommend surgery first? I said, I've seen you have people come in here for 3 and 4 years before you even get to the point where you even do any type of invasive procedure of any kind. He goes, I don't recommend invasive procedures of any kind, even cosmetic, because once you open air up to the body, that portion of the body will never be the same again, especially from a surgical crack. And I said, well, I said, but women have babies and stuff in 3 and 4 and 5. And then he goes, and how many of those women are ever the same again? from the first kid. He goes, and every time you cut on the body, you're exposing that part of the body to natural air. And the body's not supposed to be exposed to natural air of any kind. It's closed off. It's sealed the way it works. It works and functions properly, and it heals itself. And this came from a doctor. practicing medical doctor, because I didn't ask him a medical question. I asked him a question on why he didn't do it, because he considers himself, even though he practices medicine, he tries to do it as holistically as possible without endangering the body. That's his mental practice. It's 10:10. Where you been? Did you get my message?
I'm sorry.
Listen. That has been our thing for a long time. I've been doing that since January came on that shit. Whenever I see 10:10 on the clock, that's been my shit. Like, if you're around me, you just see me throw my hands up in the air. Like, listen, just go with it. Just sing with. Listen, y'all. You gotta have some vices in life, y'all. And vices can't be all that stuff. It can't be all smoking. And it can't just be, you know, weed. It can't be smoking cigarettes. It can't be just drinking liquor and stuff like that. There's nothing wrong with doing that, but that can't be your vice. Like, you got to have some outlets. Reading has to be an outlet. Walking has to be an outlet. Riding a bike has to, rollerblading has to be. Punching your kids, that can't be an outlet. But, you know, you have to go to the beach. You have
yoga.
To have outlets.
Buckle back.
Yoga. Pilates, meditation, Reiki, going to therapy, singles, groups, couples, mentorships, coaching. People get mad at me. They're like, listen, CJ, people get mad at me. They're like, yo, I want you to come in and I want you to help. I say, yo, do you even, CJ.
Yes.
For shits and giggles. Cause, for shits and giggles.
Okay,
no, no, no. Because people
get
for shits and giggles. Because you are now no longer under my tutelage of mentorship. Okay. So you can no longer say, well, it's because he said. Because remember, you are your own entity now, right? So,
mm-hmm.
Okay. So when you got the severely discounted, and I want you to say, I want to say severely discounted, when you got the severely discounted membership rate for me to mentor you and coach you for the year, what was that number?
What I paid?
Yes.
That one time I paid?
What was the number?
Yo, like, it was 2,500.
That's it. And that was before inflation and all the other stuff that happened, right?
Yeah.
That was pre-COVID. So here's what I tell people.
Pre-COVID.
People from a business standpoint want you to waste your time, right? Not realizing that if we're talking about making money is not standing around and looking at each other and holding hands and singing kumbaya songs. That's not how money is made. And I tell people all the time, don't get mad at me.
Yeah, I'd be rich. I used to sing all the time.
Bro, I'd be a baller. But I tell people, if just being sexy and being naked and having a couple of drinks and I was going to wake up in the morning and 300,000 was just going to be there tomorrow because I did those things. Yo, there'll be a lot of wealthy people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but what I also tell people, because of what I do and what you do, don't try to compare the two, because what you do in business and what I'm able to do in business are not the same. Right? And so when people are evaluating you, they're evaluating you for today, they're evaluating you for tomorrow, and they're also evaluating for what value and equity you hold in your future. And some of y'all are going to miss this conversation, and for those of you who get it, I'm happy that you get it tonight. But there's some equity that some of y'all are building up, and it's not positive equity, it's negative equity, right? And so as you begin to build up negative equity on any person's budget sheet, when they're running anything, whether it's home, you look at being in your home. When bills start getting expensive, you start turning off shit so you can figure out how to get one. Let's get these bills lower and get back within our budget, right? So
right.
if if we're going to do that within our home, because that's the first place you should learn how to budget, why would, as a business, you not make the same decision to reduce some things so you can make sure that things make sense, right? So as you begin to grow again, you're growing from a standpoint of saying, I don't need this waste, because all of this extra out here, all this extra dumb shit is waste, and I'm going to manage myself and my business from a position that makes sense for me and the growth of my business if I choose to grow. But I should still be able to manage where I'm at today. And no one prepares for that, because a lot of people, and this is a business 101 class, so this is my Tuesday podcast that I'm kind of tapping into a little bit here. You are going to do something in life. You cannot walk around here and not have a plan, how to navigate in a goal sheet on how to get there and what that looks like. Black community, hear me when I say this, and I'm talking to us right now. There are roadmaps to getting there. And sometimes that requires you to go pick up a book, pick up a syllabus, pick up a syllabi, pick up a reference card or something and read. And it will give you some information. And generally those cards will take you step by step through the process on how to get something done. The problem is some of y'all so lazy that y'all would rather pay someone else to go do things that y'all can actually do for yourselves and then don't understand why it's fucked up in the game for you. Or you don't put the people in place that you truly can trust to do those things, and then you don't understand why the things that you have are failing, but you have people around you that you can't even trust to show up just to be on time, let alone to do some actual work. If a person is going to be in your life, understand they're going to be in your life, and they're going to be in your life consistently. But understand, look at what that consistency looks like. If that's going to be your boyfriend, does he consistently come sit in your house and do nothing all day? If that's going to be your boyfriend or your fiance, does he consistently always in and out of jobs, don't have enough money to take you out to eat. We ain't even talking about nowhere special, but you got off work and you just want to go get a Subway sandwich. He can't get the sandwich. Because I'm seeing people arguing about dumb shit, but we can't function in a house. COVID proved to me that we can't function in a house together. Post-COVID proved to me that we couldn't function in houses together. Some people getting pregnant showed me that they can't live in a house together. People getting, whatever the situation is, I'm looking at people not being able to manage themselves and their home, but then they want to be called leaders. Maybe even the Bible tells the pastor, sir, before you can go out there and preach to the rest of the flock, you must first get your house in order. Y'all's book say that. I'm not Christian, I'm not Catholic. The child's Bible does say that. It preaches that.
Mm-hmm.
Not against either religion. You're just not going to put religion on me. You're not going to box me into a corner. But you're not going to put all these other spiritualities on me, because you're not going to box me in a corner. You want to know what I believe in? Come have a conversation with me. We don't talk anymore. This generation lacks soft skills. The ability to communicate. If you have a young person, one of the things that I would do, put them in speech, put them in drama, put them in stage plays, give them a pen, let them write spoken word, put them in front of people, teach them how to talk to people. Y'all suck at talking to people. Y'all can't enunciate words. Put them in choir. Let them learn how to enunciate and speak and sing from their diaphragm and from their core. Put them in military. Put them in boot camps. I'm not for fraternities. I'm not for sororities. I know people who believe in them. That's not my cup of tea, because all of that extra shit is too much for me. Do I like to see it? Hey, I'm all for it. I'd rather them be in the band than be in a sorority and a fraternity. If you're going to ask me, I'd rather them be in the band.
I mean, the band be jumping. Yow!
Listen, the goddamn dancer and you stood up. Before I, you know, before I put my kids in football and basketball, I'd rather put my kids in dance and piano and guitar and swimming and different. I want to appeal to the whole body.
That are out there when you put them in different things, though. Like, that's the part I don't think our community understands. There are scholarships, swimming scholarships, tennis scholarships, soccer scholarships, baseball scholarships.
But let your kids,
the amount of money that is going into your kids.
Let your kid find their way. Not everybody's dream is to be in the NFL. Not everybody's dream is to be at Bronner Brothers Hair Convention styling the biggest wig out there. Not everybody's desire to be at Heatonism twerking up on somebody's, you know, dude on a Jamaican island somewhere. Or Haitian Island or whichever, you know, because, you know, I be getting stuff confused and mixed up. I've been a lot of places. Not everybody can go to a nude beach and sit down and enjoy themselves and be comfortable without losing their stuff. But not everybody can go into a church. Not everybody can go into a mosque. Do we all know that in order to go to a mosque, there's certain cultural rules we got to follow before we can go in? Requirements just to enter the temple. But then you tell me you in a relationship with a man or a girl and you don't know their love language. You don't know how to talk sweetly to them. You don't know how to control your anger. You don't know how to control your emotions. You don't know how to control your tongue. You don't know how to control your energy. You don't know how to control your spirit. See, I tell people all the time, I study the art of tantric. The art of tantric is the art of control. Will you master control? No, because at any time, at any day, somebody can completely make you lose all the shit you've been practicing for all your goddamn life. You watched me almost put my hands on somebody because of one statement. They said five words and almost went from the car to the front porch.
That was an interesting day.
I said, let's go right now before I go to jail, because I ain't going to go to jail in these streets today. Understand, people, stop letting people play with you. You are what matters. However many days that you got left on this earth, enjoy them. And this is not a death statement. This is a realization that from the day that you were born, you were already starting to die. So live the best of your life. That countdown is shorter each day. So live your best life. Because people want to, it's funny, people want to be wild and free once they get told they get cancer or, you know, they get a terminal illness and they got 6 months. Now they want to do all the shit that they wanted to do all their life. Bitch, you are 52 now. Don't nobody want to hear that. You should have did that shit in your 30s, in your 20s. Sit over here and take this medicine and heal up and be in quarantine. Ninety % of why we are in the situations that we in, our diet and our energy that we put out. We get up in the morning and we're nasty to people. We greet people with sarcasm and pettiness. That's what we give everyone when we start our day. But then we tell people, oh, you got to respect me. You got to put some respect on my name. You got to treat me like all of this, that, and the third. But you can't even have the decency to say, you know what, I'm going to give that person at least the greeting of the day. Hey, how are you? No, you must worship me. You must look up at me. You must treat me. I've had so many men. Let me talk to the men in the room. I've had so many men that I've met in the last 10 years who act like I'm supposed to walk in the room and suck their dick. And I'm like, no, sir. Before you think that I'm supposed to get down on my knees and do anything for you, please look at my resume. Please check out my CD. Please go talk to my references. Go to Uncle Sam's verification list and go pull my. Here's my last four of my social and my last name. Go over to the government sector and go pull all my name and look at what I've done. Go look at what the government paid me and said that I was worth. And look at the titles beside that. That's what I earned on my own merit. Nobody did that for me. I did that from the ground up. So you don't get to go tell me now what I'm not. You don't get to go tell me what I'm benefiting from. You don't get to, y'all are telling, everybody wants to tell everybody else who they are, but y'all don't even got y'all own shit together. I got people texting me, hey, you know you do coaching and stuff. You know, how do I get this dude laying next to me to fuck me? Those are the text messages I get regularly. Dudes, your chick is texting, how do I get him to give me head because he won't give me head? These are the questions that's asked to me on a regular basis. So now I got to go walk off to a quiet location and tell this woman how to now see if her man is now interested in her and how to seduce her because he's laying in the bed next to her and he ain't touched her in like 6 months. And there's no medical reason why. Because I can understand medical. I can understand disabilities. I can understand being medically, you know, whatever. I can understand, you know, whatever the different reasons.
All of that makes sense.
I can understand
erectile
dysfunction.
Did you tell me
you
have no medical issues at all?
But you have no medical issues, but you have no desire to sleep by. And you're sleeping next to the people you married. These aren't even girlfriends or sluts or random bitches in the street. These are spouses. How do I get this? And that's the worst of the conversations, because how do I get him to communicate with me? How do I get him to open up? How do I get him to let down his ego? How do I get him to let down his guard? This ain't a Tallahassee conversation. The people that are calling me with these conversations, West Palm Beach, Miami, Killeen, Texas, El Paso, Texas, Sacramento, California, Washington, Denver, Colorado. We ain't even going to talk about the dudes of Chicago. I don't even help those relationships anymore.
Oh,
Missouri,
man,
scary. Kentucky and Tennessee, man, it's hit or miss. Because every region has a different factor of what they're dealing with. I tell people there's some regions that if I was single as a man going to certain areas, I told you I wasn't looking for nothing there. I wasn't even trying to catch a cold in that bitch.
You said that. You said that then.
It's still the same statement if I can say the exact same words years later.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick break. Y'all done heard us talk for a minute. We're not even going to do that. We're going to end the night, y'all. We're going to get out of here. We've talked to y'all. Y'all have enjoyed us for the night. We're going to get back in our regular format. We're going to have more scripted shows, more written out stuff, flyers. Go follow the things that we ask you to follow so you can stay caught up with us. I love y'all. We are going to close this show out how we always close it out. So CJ, I know we coming back tonight. I know you got something for tonight because I'm gonna end with my favorite one. This is my favorite quote of all time. So I know you're ready for tonight. So I'm gonna let you get yours out the way, and I will talk to them on the other side of this commercial break. Oh, the other side of you talking.
Okay. My word of the day, just because they love you does not mean they respect. And you got to figure out what's more important to you, love or respect. I love you guys. Have a good evening.
CJ coming through with the come through. I'm going to end with my favorite quote of all time, and it's a Mike Tyson quote. And I want you guys to really think about it from the standpoint of what it means and not what you want it to mean, not what you believe it to mean, and not what you're trying to imply. And the statement is, everyone has a plan until they get hit. And I really want you to think about that as it applies to your life. Everyone, it doesn't matter who they are, they can go down all the things that they want to do, everything that they want to be, everything that they want to achieve, everything that they inspire to be in life. They can tell you it's a litany of things, and they're proud of what that list looks like. They're ecstatic about that list. They give that list everything that they want that list to be. But when you get hit, when something happens that rocks everything that you have to its core, and before you can finish getting that taken care of, you get hit again. And before you can even stand and see where that hit come from, you get hit one more time, flush, dead in the face. Imagine being 5 years old. Imagine being 6 years old. Imagine being 7 years old, having your world rocked. And the people who are supposed to be there to protect you, it's the people that's supposed to be there to hold your hand, the people that's supposed to be there to guide you, they're not there. Then what? Is that little person that you say that you love, care about, and that you want to protect, are they ready when the world hits them in the face? Have you prepared them to understand what that looks like? I love y'all. I'll holla. Thank you.
God.